Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny on the first Friday. Gent, how may I assist your call?
Yeah, I don't know what your charges are on my bank.
All right, I can see what company has billed you. What is your zip code?
75835. And how y'all even gotten my credit card number?
We're a third-party customer support center, so do you know anyone who would use your information for this product?
No.
First and last name?
Priscilla Holiday, Holliday.
Verify mailing address.
1789 Private Road, 7153 Crockett, Texas, 75835.
Yeah, so the Focus Watch that was ordered for shipping and handling of $5.97 on the 8th initiated a 14-day trial where you charge free for 14 days. And if you weren't satisfied with the watch, you had to call in and cancel because otherwise they'll bill for the watch at full price, which they did on the 23rd for $69.97. Do you know anyone who could have used your information to order this watch?
No, ma'am. I'm calling my bank tomorrow. I've got two charges from y'all.
Yeah. So the initial charge was $5.97. So because you have to sign up online, so we're just the third-party customer support. So they'll go ahead and start the fraud case because we do prosecute for fraud. They'll go ahead and send the IP address over to a local police department, as well as contact the U.S. Postal Inspector, being that it was delivered to the address you provided. So we can go ahead and start that, and then once it's been determined as fraud, they issue the refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Fine, do whatever you got to do.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, I'm calling my bank tomorrow.
I understand that. But we still on to the fire investigation. And like I said, the refund, once it's not returned as
fraud. No, ma'am. I'm going to have this put in as fraud on my bank.
Okay. That's fine. Is there anything
else? And they'll credit me back the amount.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support.